Congressman Muser, good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Mark, good morning.
Thanks for calling in. 9th District U.S. Congressman based out of Luzerne County. Secure the Border Act, H.R. 2. Didn't Mayorkas just yesterday call for a piece of legislation? Says Congress is supposed to do its job?
Well, Mayorkas is a, and I'm not going to really mince words here because we've been experiencing the horror at the border, and Mayorkas just doesn't make, more than make excuses for it. He enables it. Apparently, they want this to happen. He's an evil little man, and he lies, and the border is an absolute catastrophe, one of the most significant catastrophes, perhaps, to face our nation, as well as those who are trying to cross. It's a catastrophe for them because they're coming over by false pretense. They're being brought in and paying cartels to get them across the border. They're being asked to take drugs and human trafficking taking place. So it's really an absolutely agonizing, more than frustrating, it's just building anger. And you see it. You see it in people like Ted Cruz. You see it in my colleagues. Look, H.R. 2 is a solution, period. If they don't like all of it, too bad. It's a solution. Pull something out. Come up with an alternative plan. The Democrats and the Biden administration have come up with nothing, and they're allowing this death and chaos and cost to continue. They all ought to be absolutely ashamed of themselves. And frankly, anyone who didn't vote for this, which was every Democrat in the House for H.R. 2, ought to be ashamed of themselves. They should be voted out of office because they voted for, by voting no, they voted for the status quo. And they had no other answer to it other than the nonsensical comment of, we need comprehensive immigration reform. You know, I will say this to you, Mark, and to your listeners, if voters ever hear me state a completely inane, meaningless talking point over and over, just for the sake of obfuscating the situation, they should immediately vote me out of office.
Part of this is the asylum aspect, and you had said, well, okay, so carve that out or negotiate it out or change it. It seems to me that H.R. 2 could turn into something that could evolve into comprehensive, but they say dead in the water, so that's not going to happen.
Oh, of course. And it is. Look, pre-Biden, we had less than 1,000 illegal crossings a day. In 2020, it was 500 a day. Okay, so about 200,000 a year. In 2019, it was pre-COVID, it was 400,000 a year. We now have over 3 million and hundreds of thousands of gotaways. I mean, it's completely out of control. Now they've lifted Title 42, which could actually double it. It's probably going to go up by 50%. So that means the level of hardship, the level of rape, Mark, one-third of the women coming across are reportedly raped, okay? I hesitated to use that word over time in trying to, but those are the facts. Death, cartels, drugs, over 300 Americans dying a year from the drugs, largely coming from, not port of entry, over the illegal crossing at the border, human trafficking. I mean, you know, the list goes on. And so, you know, we have the answer here. It's remain in Mexico. It's stricter asylum laws. I mean, right now, people are coming across. They're being told by the cartels or the coyotes or however they refer to themselves, mules. And all somebody has to do is say, I'm in fear for my life and my government. I ask for asylum in the U.S. They come in and say that. We give them catch and release, goodbye, go into society, and oh, by the way, we're going to call you back in 2 years if we can find you for an adjudication process. It's beyond nonsensical, and my biggest fear is, you know, as well, we want more CBP agents, we want to fortify the border. I've been to the border a few times. It's real simple. CBP will say, look, we need to patrol here. We're standing here because you're here to view the escalation and the continued stream of illegals crossing, but over there by the wall, we don't have to patrol that area. I mean, it's so ridiculous. It's breathtaking. And so we're looking to make the asylum laws stricter. So, and we're going to go after the cartels. We should have declared war on the cartels a year ago. I said this right to Mayorkas' face as he looked at me with that blank stare, and he actually wrote it down. I don't know what he did with it afterwards. I don't think you need to write down let's go to war with the cartels. These guys are inept. They're damaging our country, and the biggest fear is it's not going to be corrected until we get the Biden administration and the Biden crime family out of the White House.
Yeah. Dan, Ben Reichle here. Why is our immigration overall system so broken? Have we just let it go so far, and now the southern border? But we're talking about the babies, people coming in having babies, so their babies are American citizens. But our whole immigration system is just upside down, sideways, and so many gaps in it.
Not really. I mean, you know, under President Trump, we had it down to, as I said, less than 1,000 a day, nearly 500 a day. But you need a secure border. You need CBP to properly vet people coming through. And the word needs to be out that there's a disincentive to they're told that under false pretense that you come to the United States, you're going to get a free house, you're going to get free food, you're going to get, you know, you'll get work if you want it. This is the storyline on coming to America. So if we're shipping them back, they're not going to pay their life savings of $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, which is what they pay the cartels to help them get across. If they know they're not going to, if they're going to be sent back. Even Obama handled that so much better. I mean, we just simply need to have a secure border. Yeah, let's have the extended 3-year visas for the H-2A programs, even the H-2B. Look, we have over 2 million at this point legal citizens, legal entries to our country. Far more than that for work visas. That sure, let's work on all that. And what you're talking about with the DACA and the Dreamers Act, that's really insignificant as well. We will do that. President Trump offered that to Nancy Pelosi. He said, give me, at the time, just when I came into Congress, $5.6 billion for the border barrier, i.e. wall, and we will negotiate the Dreamers. Nancy Pelosi wanted the issue. This was in January of 2019. I remember it very well, and sent us into a government shutdown over $5.6 billion, and that would have been taken care of. Yeah. You know what? They want the issue, and if they want to debate me on it, let's have that debate.
Nancy Pelosi didn't want to solve the problem because the problem plays into their narrative, and now we're seeing sort of the collapse of the southern border over the next probably, 2 weeks, month, six months? We'll see it that bad.
That's right. Collapse is a good word, and you're right. The northern border is being infiltrated more. They caught a couple of people that were on the terrorist watch list. How many on the terrorist watch list haven't we caught? Because the gotaways, you know, by the way, they use this word gotaways, or the gotaways, over a million gotaways. These are the bad ones. These are the ones who aren't coming in. These are people with criminal records. These are those coming in with drugs. You know, they just happen to catch them on the surveillance. And you know why? Because CBP is spending all its time processing under the enforcement of Mayorkas and the Biden administration, processing people for delivery in different parts of the country, as opposed to keeping our border closed, and as opposed to doing their job of border security.
Congressman,
I mean, that's a portion that's upside down.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Very much appreciated. Stop by and visit us sometime.
Sir.
You're up in our neck of the woods. We'll talk to you again up in our area. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, best of Shelley and the family.
I appreciate you guys very much. Thanks for having me on. I hope I didn't get too fiery about this issue.
You should. And
well,
Dan,
it's a big dilemma.
And other people should. And some Democrats need to get fired up. Gonzalez, the guys in Texas understand it because it affects them. But no, this is a national security issue, and there's, what, 150 countries represented in these illegal crossings? It's not just Mexicans or Central Americans. This is, and Dan, I said this to Mark earlier, you know, we talk about AI. Well, I think the Biden administration's policy on the border is AI. It's asinine and insane.
Funny. All right. Thank you, Congressman. Like much appreciated.
All right. Have a great week, guys. Thank you very much.
Congressman Dan Muser, 9th District out of Dallas, PA.